I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the radio show. Well, this is an awesome Sunday because this is the Sunday after our 2020 Motivational and Leadership Conference kickoff series that happened yesterday at Weber Ridge. So the energy is really high. We are super excited. Hopefully, maybe you were even at that conference and celebrated with us and stuck the stake in the ground on one of your goals or dreams. And that's what it's all about. We are here to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they may be. And if you happen to be at the conference, then you heard our good news, our announcement that we actually have our very first certified I've Decided success coach, Mr. Troy Alexander. And we are excited about that. And he is in the studio with us today. Hey, Troy.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you feeling today?
What an amazing conference. and just feel so fortunate and blessed to be, you know, the very first certified success coach with I've Decided. And just looking so forward, Kim, to really being able to, you know, impact and empower people in so many ways, help them build those bridges to their dreams and goals, you know, being there to support them, you know, having worked with so many people over the years and so many coaching capacities. But it just brings me so much joy and happiness when, you know, to me, it's like somebody's wings, you know, start to soar. You know, it's like the eagle comes out of the nest and, you know, they can make the first day, their first day all over again. And just give them the tools and the resources from the I've Decided community. You know, everybody's got a dream. Everybody has aspirations. And, you know, I've just been blessed with a gift, Kim, to just show people how to connect the pieces of their puzzle. And some know what it looks like, but don't know how to put it together. Some know what it is, but they don't know how to bring the pieces in. Some are trying to search at a deeper level for some more purpose and meaning of, you know, what am I down here to do? And it's just a beautiful thing watching people, you know, put their puzzle together. And it just so excited to be a part of that. And it's just, you know, our community is I say this from the depthness of my heart. Our community is blessed to have I've Decided in all the lives that you have touched, Kim. You know, it's a beautiful thing. You built a beautiful tribe. You built an awesome community. And we was talking earlier, fast forwarding, you know, a few months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, some of these success stories that are coming out of this community. You know, that's what I call a game changer.
Yeah.
You know,
Troy, you're making me cry.
All right.
that is so kind of you to say. I was just sitting here as I was listening to you talk, and I remembered when we met for the first time when you joined I've Decided. I mean, you walked into our resource center, the garden, out on Pioneer Parkway, and you had already stuck the stake in the ground. You were there. Mm-hmm. You had said you'd been following I've Decided for several years, mm-hmm. and you felt like God led you there, and you knew that that was mm-hmm. the place that you wanted to be to help empower people. Mm-hmm. And when we started talking, at the end of our conversation, we were both laughing, going, I'm like the female version of Troy and you're like the male version of Kim. Mm-hmm. And so I say that to say, I don't find that a coincidence that you are our very first certified success mm-hmm. coach.
Who would have known a year ago?
You know, no, but it known? Makes it no one, but you it know? Makes perfect mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. Having these success coaches is something that I had in the back of my mind. I knew eventually we would get there. I didn't know what it looked like. And obviously, thanks to you, your encouragement, some of your vision, what you were seeing, bringing to me, giving me some ideas and suggestions, we kind of came up with this, what I think is just a really great way to help people. And I'm going to use this word, maximize their potential, because that's our weekly winning word this week, maximize. And we want to focus on that a little bit. And I thought it was perfect, too, because really, that's what you've done. I mean, you've built a team of thousands. Lots of people have made a lot of money because of you and your leadership and your coaching, and you've helped them reach their maximum potential. And I think that's what you're going to do as a success coach.
I just, you know, I was talking to a good friend of mine yesterday and another one this morning, and I go, I'm so excited about this because I know what's going to happen. You know, being down this road several times, and when, you know, the student is ready, that, you know, the teacher appears. We've heard that. You've heard that quote. I've heard it numerous times. And I think just knowing that people are ready for a change. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. They want more out of their life. They want more for their families. They've got dreams and aspirations, and they just don't know what to do. And sometimes we get caught, you know, stuck in a rut. You know, we're so we don't think there's a way out.
Well, and you can't see the forest for the trees.
No.
I mean, and you know, and I think for so long I really didn't even understand what that meant. You can't see the forest for the trees. It really just means that you're so into whatever you're into in your life that you can't see anything. You can't see what's actually happening. It's right in front of your face and you can't see it. You know, you can't see the forest for the trees. And I think that's one of the things that I love about our conferences is that the people who make a decision to be at those conferences, and of course, that's included if, as a community member, a member of I've Decided, you have access to attend all three of our motivational leadership conferences. And I think that's where revelations happen, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, over the years, I've heard this and I've experienced it and I've watched it so many times. We talk about leaders are born at events. Leaders are born at events. And I've been to a lot of conferences over the last 25 years, Kim, and the conferences and the quality and depthness of the speakers that people have access to right here in Central Illinois. It's pretty amazing. You know, it's pretty amazing. And just this coaching practice, this mythology of, you know, how to the steps to success and the roadmap and the roadmap and the, you know, plan, what it looks like. See, when to me, every single person has been given inspired ideas and dreams. I've come to understand those whispers and those inspired ideas as whispers from God.
I 100%
agree. Be able to help people connect to that, there's nothing more gratifying in the world. It's
amazing. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio today with Troy Alexander. And we have announced to you already that he is our very first I've Decided certified success coach. And we are very excited about that. And just wanted to have him on the show today to really go into a little more details about our organization, how we can help you achieve your goals and dreams, you know, what it is that you get when you join our community, when you become a community member of I've Decided. What can you expect to experience, and what are the benefits that you get? And then, of course, also our weekly winning word is maximize. And I don't know exactly where I was reading this, probably on some speaker page or leadership business page, but Troy, I've read and heard and I know that the most successful people in our world have coaches. And I believe, I wholeheartedly believe that every human being should have a coach. It is the best investment you can make in yourself. The ROI is like none other, and it's really I don't even think you can put a price tag on it. What do you talk our audience through what it'll be like to be coached by Troy? What does a cup of Troy look like?
You know, I say this very humbly and very respectfully. I think it could become one of the best experiences that they've ever had in their life. Because the coaching is about you. It's about your dreams. It's about your goals. It's about your aspirations. It's helping you get clear with some of those whispered ideas, some of those dreams that you have. You know, and to be able to walk people through, and is it intimate? It has to be intimate. Is there sometimes some uncomfortable questions that have to be asked to seek understanding? Absolutely. But giving people a space of respect, give them a space of, you know, I've done this with, you know, coach so many people, Kim. I know where the resistance comes up in certain topics, and I'm aware of that, and I'm not, you know, but we got to have breakthroughs. We got to find out what's holding people back. And sometimes it's not the inspiration and the motivation that people need, like gas in your car. You know, we that's important. You know, that's obviously important. But over the last, you know, several years of working with so many people, what I've come to understand is the biggest challenge that most people deal with is the resistance. It's like the brake in the car, the resistance. What's holding you back? Something is holding you back, and whatever it is can be resolved. And I say that from many different levels, because unfortunately in life, sometimes stuff happens. Life happens. Bad stuff happens to good people, you know, but we gotta overcome it. And sometimes people don't know how to do that. You know, they're sometimes people that, you know, that want to offer, you know, they don't know how to bring that out in a way that makes, you know, people feel comfortable about it. We all got gifts. We all got skills. We all have talents. We all have incredible knowledge. And some of us just need to, you know, it's time to put the stake in the ground. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of living like this. My dreams, my aspirations, things that I want to do. And how cool is it to be able to have somebody in your corner that cares about you? This experience of coaching with people has nothing to do with me. It's about that person. And to bring those things out, to bring those things out that are holding them back. You know, maybe it's you want to go back to school. You can do it. Maybe you want to do this. You can do it. And just looking over, you know, the community involvement of I've Decided, having access to the community, you know, having access to these amazing conferences, having access to, you know, you have people out at I've Decided talking about different subjects, different things that they can come into and participate as an I've Decided member for free.
Yeah,
as a community, as, you know, the support group on many different levels. And then to be able to walk through this six steps, I say this very humbly with me, but I've gotten pretty good at what I do. And to me, just watching people grow, watching people emerge, watching people give them the tools and the resources to overcome some of the things that's holding them back.
Yeah, I love that. You're so right. It's like, what is holding you back? You know, what's holding you back from achieving your goals and dreams? And what I love about the Success Coach program that we've developed, Troy, that you helped me develop, really, we just talked this through together, is that they can go online, they can sign up with you as their personal success coach. They're going to get 6-hour sessions with you, plus an I've Decided membership included in the package. So essentially, every single thing you guys need to be successful. We're taking every excuse off the table. I would say the only reason that somebody wouldn't do this is because they don't want to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think that's a problem too? I mean, I was just listening to Tony Robbins talk about this, that some people, they're happy just being miserable. They really...
Sad. So sad.
Isn't that sad?
Mm-hmm. Well, they've given up. You know, they've given up because so many times they give up because in the reality of what they're doing right now in what they thought was what they wanted to do or the profession they, you know, seeked out, it's not doing for them what they want. And there's, you know, it's they got families, they got house payments. We all have the same stuff. We're so much more alike than we are ever different. But they don't know there's another way. They don't know they can go back to school. They don't know how they're going to get back to school and do this. There's a way. Everything can be resolved. Everything has a solution.
Where there's a will,
there is a way.
There is a way. And I'm going to go ahead and read our quote for the week because I think it fits perfectly into what you're saying. Maximize that which brings you joy. And I smile because I know for you, coaching people brings you joy. Mm-hmm. I see you coaching people all the time before even making this commitment to be our certified success coach. But just watching you encourage people, that brings you joy. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then you help them figure out mm-hmm. what brings them joy. Do you think we can all make money off things that bring us joy? You know, I've heard it said that if you do what you can figure out what you love and then figure out how to make money off of it.
Absolutely. Everybody wins. As long as everybody wins, it's good. As long as there are equal exchange of value and having last year, you know, spending 6 months with a coach myself, which I've shared with you, the value that's going to be received, the value exchange from taking 30 years of coaching and based off principles, based off tools and resources that have been time tested. The value of this is going to be a huge return on your investment, and it is an investment in those that want to have success and to take their game to the next level.
Maximize
their potential. It's an investment.
Yeah. You have to invest in yourself. We're going to talk about that when we get back from this break. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. I'm in the studio with Mr. Troy Alexander, our very first certified success coach. I mean, he's a lot of other things too. I might mention that he, you know, has an amazing successful network marketing company and has thousands of people on his team. And I don't know, a family, 7 children, a beautiful wife, all these amazing things. But all I care about right now is that he's our very first certified success coach. Sorry, Carrie. That's his wife. No, really. We're very excited about this program and bringing it to you. And I'm excited about this show. I know we're spending some time, hopefully, answering some of the questions that you have about I've Decided, how we can help you achieve your goals and dreams, what being a member is all about, all the benefits that you receive as a member of I've Decided. And I tell you, I just, the success stories speak for themselves. All you have to do is show up for one of our success socials, or show up for a business network meeting, or show up for a support group out at the garden, and the success stories will speak for themselves. You can visit us at ivedecided.org. It takes less than 5 minutes to join our community right online. It's simple. It's $15 a month. It's very affordable. Now you can actually go and you can sign up with your own personal coach, get 6 sessions, and also have the membership included in that, which is even more amazing. So you can do it that way. And pick Troy because you're it for now. You can have me or you can have Troy. Male version or girl version, whichever you want.
Mork and Mindy.
Right. But while you're there, I want to give a shout out to our business resources. We have about 60 business resources, of course, Troy being one of them. We're happy with that. And happy about that, I should say. But we have over 60 business resources that can help you. And they want to help you, and they're here to help you. And more importantly, they care about your success. And don't you want to spend money in those local businesses, in those places here in our community who actually care about you and you being successful, who actually are part of an organization that contribute 10% of our proceeds to PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, which is a school for young adults with mental disabilities. And it's just a great, I like knowing where I'm spending my money. And I assume that most people do. And I think it's so important. So be sure to check out all those resources and know that you're spending your money in the right place when you shop with them. It's because of them we can have this radio show and all of our events, really, that we provide for our members. And so, Troy, before we left on the last break, you talked about investing in yourself. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit? Because I need people to understand the value and the importance of investing in yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, over the years, Kim, I've said this so many times. You know, there's no better investment in yourself. There's no better investment in your health. You know, and I barely got out of high school. I don't know if you know this or not. You know, I graduated 15th from the bottom of my class, 1981 at Bergen High School. Was married at 18, was a father at 18. 3 years after that, I'm working three jobs, working 80 to 90 hours a week. I didn't have a college education. My wife was at Bradley Carey, you know, but somebody told me about the importance of, you know, investing in yourself. Investing in yourself. I took up reading. You know, I took up reading. I didn't read in high school, or I would have graduated better than 15th from the bottom of my class. But I took up reading. One book led to another book, and another book led to another book, and another book. And, you know, 2, 3, 5 years later, there's a library there. And, you know, for 25 years, you know, I've become a reader because I heard a long time ago, great leaders are great readers. One book to read and another journal to write in. And, you know, sometimes we invest in ourselves. In ways, and so much in this culture, we want instant gratification. We think we're going to invest something, and tomorrow it's going to do this and this and this. Well, if you put a tree, apple tree, in the ground tomorrow, it's not going to start, producing apples the next day. And I think that sometimes that people have to understand it's like seed in the garden. You invest in yourself. The more you invest, the more the seed starts to germinate. Those inspired ideas start to awaken. You know, investing in a coach, you know, I've went to so many workshops, business workshops over the last 20 years. I've traveled around the world going to conferences, and it wasn't for the fun, even though we had lots of fun, great friendships, even though I have built some amazing friendships. I went to those conferences with my notebook open and taking notes because the importance of investing in ourselves, you know, investing in yourself. And if you're not where you want to be in your life, in your world today, how's it going to get better? The only way for it to get better, you got to get better. The only way for it to get better, for things to change, you've got to change. Take this investment, investing in yourself, seriously. You know, invest in yourself. We're supposed to do that with our money. That was, you know, 10% to, you know, tithing, pay our taxes, and then pay ourselves first. Most people aren't investing in themselves financially. That's why 85% of the population's on track to retire in a bad spot.
Right.
Invest in yourself. Besides investing in yourself, learn to invest in other people.
Good one.
Invest in other people.
Contribute.
Make
to somebody else's success.
It's like, you know, I think we've talked about this a couple of times, but, you know, whatever you want more of in your life, whatever it may be, go give it away. You want more happiness? Give happiness. You want joy? Give joy. You want love? Give love. You want money? Give money. People go, I don't have any money. You got a dollar? Give it away. God knows where your heart's at. Because whatever you give out, I promise you, it always comes back and find you.
I believe that wholeheartedly because I've experienced it personally. Mm-hmm. I could write a book on tithing. I am not kidding. Mm. I could write a book. I've had miracle upon miracle upon miracle. And if there's one thing that I wholeheartedly know, you cannot outgive God.
No.
You cannot outgive him. Mm-hmm. I have never talked to anyone who has went broke by giving and being generous, mm-hmm. ever. So I agree, mm-hmm. with what you're saying, Troy. That's,
you know,
that's great advice.
There was something that, just in people's dreams and aspirations and giving. You know, what I've seen happen, Kim, so many times working with people, helping them to figure out what their puzzle looks like. What is it? What's it mean? Why? The power of your why. And I really feel as the I've Decided community, in the resources that you've put together in having this 6-week coaching session with me, if you choose to hire me, I believe it can be the combination to open up someone's vault.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. I mean, just that cup of Troy. I love it. I love that picture that you have with your little cup of Troy. We'll talk more about that when we get back from our break. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm in the studio today with Mr. Troy Alexander. We're just sharing the great news that he is our very first certified, I've Decided certified success coach. And we're very excited about that, as you can tell. And because I just know, Troy, you're going to help people hit their maximum potential. You're going to help people move to the next level. I love the program that we've created. They can go to our website, ivedecided.org. Go to the page there where they can click on for Certified Success Coach. And they can actually hire you for 6 sessions. Included in that is a community membership to I've Decided. So everything that they need to be successful. And it's funny because we were talking while we were on that break about, what about that person who says, I'm fine. I'm totally good. It's kind of like, don't go to the doctor if you're not sick, right? And so I want to talk to that listener right now. I really want to talk and hopefully open their hearts to think that if you feel comfortable, if you're like, I'm just fine, I don't need a coach, I hate to be the bearer of the truth, you probably need a coach more than anyone, because everybody can be better. Everybody can level up. There's always more. In fact, that's our theme. Our theme for this year, there's always more.
It's going to be an epic year.
Epic. Which, by the way, that was both of our words for the year. And we didn't even talk. Yeah, I'm like, you stole my word. And then you said, you stole my word. I'm like, that is so crazy. But really, though, you know, why do you think people don't think they need coaches? Like, what's holding someone back from investing in that area?
I think the biggest part of it is they're not ready to make some decisions that they know that they need to make, because in their heart of hearts, you know, we're either growing or we're falling back. You know, there's nothing that's stagnant. And if we get complacent where we are, we lose the ability to create, you know, new things. We should always be moving forward, creating new things. And I think sometimes people, you know, maybe they just don't want someone just like a coach. There was a lot of times, Kim, when I was coaching those young athletes over the years, I didn't like coaching them. I absolutely loved it. You know, do you think everything I shared with them was always everything that they wanted to hear? Just like if you've got a financial advisor, which I was one of those for 23 years, do you think all those customers really enjoyed hearing some of the questions that I had to ask them, based off what they told me some of their goals were to retire, and they give me all these excuses of why they can't save X amount of money per month? You know, somebody's got to be, I always think somebody's got to be serious and committed about changing. And, you know, if you don't feel that you need one, my, you know, heartfelt question is, how's it all working out for you? You know, we get told that people ask us all the time, how you doing? You know, you ask Kim Martin how she's doing. I mean, she's just full of we're 2 peas from a pod, I think, you know. But you come back and ask them a second time, Kim, how you really doing? It's amazing what comes out the second time. And, you know, sometimes people, I don't think they're in denial of something. They're not willing to make that change yet. They're protecting something. Mm-hmm. And like we talked about earlier, it's so sad how many people, you know, are comfortable being miserable.
Mm-hmm. Afraid of success.
They're afraid. And that's a very real truism.
They're afraid of success because it requires them that they have to retain that success, they feel. So if they push themselves to a certain level, they have to maintain that level. And it can feel mentally exhausting to think about that. So you're like, well, it's not too bad the way it is now, and I'm comfortable, and I'm not having to work too hard, so I'm just going to stay like this. One thing that I know, based on psychology, is that people generally don't change unless there is a physical, emotional, or financial pain. Like, you got to be in some type of a pain in order to actually make the changes that are needed in order to get a different result.
Absolutely.
I think that's why we have such a success problem. I think in today's world, out of 62% of people that actually still set goals, only 9.2% achieve them. Mm-hmm. And I think it can go back to the fact of comfortable being in a comfort zone, just mediocrity, I guess, is the word.
I think so. I mean, people sometimes are, you know, what if I decide to go do something different that I've always wanted to do? What's my family going to think? What are those people around me going to think? You know, and sometimes, you know, that mother of all fears is the fear of judgment.
Worried about what somebody,
You know, and I've said this many times, you know, don't worry about it. Most of them ain't going to show up to your funeral anyway.
True.
You know, but we put too much emphasis on what other people think. What are your inspired ideas? Are you truly living your best life? Are you in the process of creating your one and only masterpiece?
Yeah.
We're not coming back for a redo.
I agree. I have to say, we talk about investing in ourselves, and I remember having this conversation in prayer with the Lord maybe a couple of years ago about I've decided, and I, you know, it takes a lot of money to start up a company, and we've never taken out a loan. I've only used personal money. You know, I've been investing my own personal money in this company, or Joe might say, that's my money she's using. Joe's money, whatever. It's ours. We're married. And invest in that money. And I was serious one day in prayer, and I'm like, Lord, am I doing the wrong thing? I mean, me and Joe, you know, Joe's in his early 50s. I'm nearing 50. We only got so much time to save up money before we might be too old to do something. And I'm like, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that we won't have enough money. And I feel like God spoke into my heart. I didn't hear a voice from heaven, but in my heart, he spoke to me and said, you're going to get a return on your investment. It's no different investing the money that I'm investing in my company than if I were putting it in 401k.
Absolutely.
And it was like God opened my eyes to see that essentially I'm just investing in my own 401k and God's company. And I thought, well, that's the best investment I can make. And I've never looked back or thought about it since. I just wanted to share that because,
you know, over the years of being a financial advisor, how many times when you look at where people are at and need to change, do a financial checkup of where you are in relation, because most people are so far behind. Kim.
Wow, you're right. Oh, man, our time's up.
Oh, no, not already.
All right, we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?